cliffcentral.com.
We've got to get to Nick. Now, I mentioned earlier that Nick Morgan is the co-founder and managing director of Opportunity Private Capital. And Nick is going to join us today. You know, we like to find out about all the different options that you can move your money into different investments. You can put your money into different areas. And Nick is going to help us understand the different opportunities he has for money. And obviously, this is a time where people are looking for ways to turn, you know, what they've got into a whole lot more. And I think for many people, the objective is to consistently provide a place where they can get attractive fixed returns. Everybody wants that, but they also don't want to risk the invested capital. So they want to put that into something that will make sure it grows over time. And Nick Morgan is here to tell us more about this. So Nick, welcome and happy Friday. Can you start off by just telling us about who you are and what you guys do?
Gareth, morning. Good to see you. I see I see the old 5FM team is at full tilt. You're losing Leanne to Tesla, I got to tell you. she's on her way to join Elon Musk.
Yeah, she's basically a bionic at the moment with that sleeping Jesus. Anyway, so tell us about you, Nick, and what you guys do, because I'm always curious, and I know our audience are too, about where money is going and what you might be able to do with your money. But tell us about Opportunity Private Capital and also about you, your background.
So just a brief background about myself. So I came out of the investment banking environment about 15 years ago, and myself and my current business partner, he was already developing residential properties. And we decided that there was an opportunity in the market for private individuals to be able to get access to the funding of residential developments. Because at that stage, where the background I came from and his as well, it was mostly institutional financing that did these projects. So we started off many years ago like that. And we've now got to the stage where we present a secure asset-backed structure, as you rightly said, for private individuals or private investors to get very attractive returns by funding residential property developments. And I think the unique thing is that you've got that up on screen. So that's just a snapshot in time of the last 5 years. So we're pretty consistent in terms of our returns to investors. They've averaged about 18% per annum over that period. And these are fixed returns. So and the unique,
surprisingly, I mean, we've got to acknowledge that at the end there, it's 2020, and that was just such an insane year that everything dipped. But I have noticed that there are still lots and lots of developments going up, and obviously people need housing, and pretty much in any neighborhood, certainly in Gauteng, people will say that there's always something being built, right? And people need affordable housing. They need to climb the property ladder, and therefore these properties are being snapped up left, right, and center, and developers are putting up bigger buildings with more space, more units. It's happening everywhere. It's plain to see.
Yeah. So, Gareth, you hit. I think the lower income to middle income sector is just growing exponentially to a certain extent, and so that demand for housing is not going to abate at all. I mean, I remember. Actually, I was driving home a few months ago, and I heard John Luce, who's the FNB economist on the Money Show, I think, with Bruce Whitfield, and he mentioned that he was talking about the difficulties in the commercial and retail sector at the moment in terms of where they're going to find their space given COVID, etc. But he said the residential space, especially in that sector, is people need more and more housing, and that's. We're seeing that because last year, and we'll go into this maybe in detail, but last year the residential sector was pretty buoyant. It didn't suffer at all, and we can go into the reasons why, but it was very active.
That's interesting. I didn't know that because I would have assumed the opposite was true. So you say it's resilient. Is that because maybe people realized, like working from home, they actually need to have a home more than they need an office, and perhaps some people were in the position where they could put some money into that, and they realized like this is how it's going to be for a while. Did that have something to do with it?
Yeah. So Gareth, I think you've hit the nail on the head. So there was a confluence of events, I think, that took everyone by surprise. And I think the first thing is, although a lot of people fell out of the market because of job losses, etc., a whole rung of new people came into the market in terms of first time buyers. Because when I say a confluence of events, I've never seen it in my history in property, which is a very long time, is for the first time ever, the banks and the Reserve Bank all played ball. And what I mean by that is the interest rates came down substantially, and the bank's appetite for lending increased. And you know, for us in the property sector, it was a hell of a interesting phenomenon, because what that meant is that people who are renting up to that stage suddenly could afford the bond repayment. So there's a huge glut of first-time buyers coming into the market, which I think is propping it up. And of course, the interest rates is helping. I think a lot of investors are jumping in as well. I think there's a big move towards fixed assets, Gareth. Because the markets were so turbulent last year, people have gone back to that tangibility, I think, of bricks and mortar.
Yeah, I think that's probably a very good point. Of course, for many people, property is still too expensive. Many people rent, but essentially the rents are almost equal to the kind of repayments that you would have on a bond these days, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's the appealing factor. So the guys are spending the same amount of money on a monthly basis, but at least they're doing it for themselves now, and they're not paying the rent to a landlord, so to speak. So
Nick, I think it's really important that in an investment sector like yours, that people understand how their returns are generated. So clearly what you're talking about is we can invest directly with you in these developments and in property, and we can get returns. But how exactly does that work? You need to explain to us why this is a novel approach.
Yeah, I'll go through it. I don't know if it's that novel, but it's certainly relatively simple. And
okay.
Gareth, just as an aside, before I go into our flow, I think it's important to know that investors now are becoming a lot more savvy, and they want a lot more transparency, because with all the information out there, I'd hazard a guess, and I'm happy to be contradicted on this, but I would say that the majority of investors don't have a clue about how their returns manifest. And it doesn't matter if you're investing in equity funds or unit trusts or hedge funds or even the money market. Ask a guy, how are your returns generated? I would say he probably, 9 times out of 10, he won't have a clue. And they're hoping for the best. So we're not trying to be too clever. We are just saying this is the exact flow. You can see exactly how your money flows, and you can see exactly how the returns manifest. And I think that transparency has made a big difference to people's understanding and their willingness to invest, of course.
All right. So tell us about that flow. Explain it to me. Like I'm an idiot, because I am.
Yeah. Well, I think I've listened to you long enough to know that that's not true. So, Gareth, there's a very simple flow chart to try and explain the flow of funds. So
it's up in front of me. Yeah, take me through this without boring me, but by explaining it as simply as possible.
I'll try and keep you awake. You might need Leanne's machine after this. Okay, from the investor, the first action is the investor pays funds into the attorney's trust account. So that's a safe account where it sits. Mm. And right. what they're earning at the moment, and it's linked to the repo rate, is 6.25% per annum, which is pretty competitive anyway, while it sits safely in the attorney's trust account. Then when the security is in place in the project itself, and that's really important, because the security of capital is one of is what the business or the model is predicated on. When that's ready, the funds are ready to flow into the project to get the higher returns, which is the 15 to 18% per annum. But it won't flow into the project unless all the documentation, paperwork, etc., has been looked at, scrutinized, and authorized by independent professionals. Then the money flows into the project. Now, as part of your security, you link to a specific unit in that project, and that's where that tangibility comes in. So that unit has to sell and transfer to the end buyer in order for the attorneys to have the funds to then repay your capital plus interest. So it's a very simple flow from attorneys into the project, linked to a particular unit. Once that sells and transfers, the funds become available to pay you back. And we're very fortunate, Gareth. I mean, our retention rate of investors, that's guys going from one funding cycle to the next, it's exceeding 80% at the moment. So a lot of the guys opt to go into the next funding cycle either of that particular project or
where are you guys doing these projects? I mean, can we have you already got some developments up and running? Why is this something that people might want to be involved in? Where can they actually see the bricks and mortar that you spoke about earlier?
So our strategy for the last 6 or 7 years was to focus on in Cape Town. So we've focused on small to medium sized projects in the Cape Town area, just because we think the fundamentals in Cape Town are a little bit better.
Sure, and demand is high, right?
The market's good, it's stable, the local economy is pretty good, so all those markers are in place. So our last sort of 5 or 6 to 7 years has been in the northern parts of Cape Town, the Blouberg Parklands areas, and our next 3 years, we've got our investable pipelines already set, and they're all in the northern suburbs of Cape Town, which is the traditional Afrikaans areas just north of Durbanville, which are very, very stable economically, very low rental vacancy rates, very good property absorption rates. So and it's the middle income sector, Gareth. We didn't mention that. So all our stuff is around about the 1.5 million mark as well. The end product. Fantastic.
All right. So a big problem with any of this stuff, and I love exposing ourselves to new opportunities, but you probably aren't as well known in the market as some of the big guys. So people are always going to ask, how can we trust you? And you explain with that flow diagram that it goes into attorneys, trust accounts, and so on. But how do we actually get involved? I mean, can we pick up the phone and speak to you? Can we come and see you? Do you guys have a reputation that we can rely on?
Yeah, so just to answer it, there were a number of questions in there, a number of comments, guys. So the one is our website is very easy. It's www.opportunity.co.za, and guys can go there and get certain information. We've been in the same office building for 15 years, so we're pretty easy to find from a bricks and mortar point of view. If you want to come pop in and have a coffee with us, I'm actually sitting in one of our boardrooms right now. So cheers to that.
I like
our office number is 021-919-9944 for guys to get hold of us, and we're happy. We do face to face, we do Zoom, we do telephone calls, etc. I don't know what our time's like, but something we haven't discussed is the fact that we have a minimum investment amount as well. So we look for guys who understand the nature of these investments as well. So I would say sort of medium to high in terms of the investor knowledge.
How much?
100,000. 100,000 rand is the minimum investment.
All right. No, that's good. And what are you busy with at the moment? Give us an idea of what you guys are doing right now in terms of those developments.
So project that we started off with in February, we're into another funding cycle for that. That's a 61-unit apartment complex in Brackenfell, in the northern suburbs of Cape Town. There we go. That's what the finished product will look like in about 15 months from now. All two-bedroom apartments. Yeah.
See, it's got all the pictures and everything. This is great. All right. Well, listen, Nick, I mean, you gave us the website. That's the best place to find you. Obviously, we go to opportunity.co.za. Sounds great. Yeah. And you know what? People have got to find ways of making their money work for them. And I just love the fact that you guys are trying to adopt new and interesting ways of doing that, where people can actually be a part of the process. And, you don't need to be a multi-million rand private equity firm to do developments. Now you can get involved with you.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the great thing is as well, Gareth, is we've been doing this. Our team has had a lot of experience. We've been in this game a very long time. But the main thing is, from an investor point of view, it's quite a symbiotic model, which because we get or the businesses in this structure get to be more flexible, more efficient, and profitable, while investors are getting really good returns as well. So it's a win-win. And I don't know if you'd agree with me, but I think that's really how business ought to be conducted going forward, is where all parties involved win.
Absolutely. And there is a way to make that happen. It's not a zero-sum game. I think that many people will be interested in the idea of getting involved in property, particularly in the Western Cape, and doing these developments where there is a huge demand. It's good to hear from you. And thanks for clearing up some of the things that we do and don't know about the market itself. It's good to see you. Thank you, Nick.
Pleasure, Gareth. Nice to have chatted to you. Cheers. Ciao. Bye-bye.
Sure. There's Nick Morgan. Isn't that cool? You can take a look at what they're up to, opportunity.co.za. Cliffcentral.com.